Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's.
We here,
L'Oreal.
Yay!
Hey, it is going down. Now, word on the curve is that the Kardashians have a curse. So,
we knew this week,
we gonna break down what the Kardashian curse is. And T-Pain, he's out here talking again, and he is saying that these younger artists, their need for instant popularity is super, super disturbing. Mm. As well as that, we have some tips for exploring, get ready for this, L'Oreal.
Okay.
Ethical non-monogamous relationship. I don't even know what that is.
Well, we about to find out, and it's going to get spicy. Well, I'll tell you something else that's spicy. If you slide in my DMs the right kind of way, you might be getting high on that mouth. But listen, we also have a final question to undress, and this happened.
Because your mama gonna be there. Your mama's your mama no matter what. So if you have to push me aside to remind yourself and her that she's that important, then we gonna have a problem.
Now the mama, you could throw her under the train. Like you the... Yeah, man, it's going down. So make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by Macy's. And speaking of Macy's, Eva.
Baby, the holidays are here. And whether you stepping out for a cute little holiday party or if you want to just sit at home and slide into some comfy pajamas, Macy's personal stylists, they are here to help you look your best for the merriest of moments. So you can go ahead, just slide over to Macy's.com/personal stylist to connect with a personal stylist who will dress you to the nines, even if it's bedtime, because, you know, bedtime be the right time sometimes. You know what I mean?
That's always the right time for me. And, you know, it's cold outside and we need to get you some cold weather essentials. Winter is here. That means the chill has no chill. It's really coming at us hard. So it's time to layer up with great deals on perfect cold weather accessories from Macy's. You can get hats, scarves, gloves, tights, socks. We need all that for the wintertime. You got to be bundled up. They have everything you need to stay cozy and on trend through the holiday seasons and beyond. The warmest cashmere ever. Check.
Yes.
Cute prints. Check.
Check.
Gift sets. Check, check. Stocking stuffers. Check. You know, Macy's has you covered. And they got the deals, the sales, and all that. And if you're a Star Rewards member, you know, you got to be. We accumulating our points. You'll earn rewards on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. That's all right. Because you can head on over to Macy's.com/Star Rewards and get you some extra rewards so you could get a little discount on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, get those extra rewards. Now, for those that are fashionably challenged, which means you don't have time or energy to figure out your whole fashion game, but you need to look good, I got you covered, or at least Macy's does. You can join Macy's every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. for Macy's Live. It's a hosted event by top fashion and beauty experts and influencers, and they are covering everything that you need to express your personal style. So if you don't know what you want to wear, just tune in. Tune in to Lifestyle at Macy's.com/Macy's Live for inspiration, for insights on how to make the latest trends work for you. Find some new twist to your go-to fave. So sometimes you don't even need to buy anything new. Sometimes it's just about revamping your whole situation.
Yeah, you got the pieces. You got them already.
We done already shop Macy's. You know what I mean? Now, if you want to go ahead and get your little beauty tips up too, because, you know, you might have a little Zoom date or something like that and go get coffee for the holidays. Well, you can check out Live Beauty at Macy's.com/Macy's Live for insider tips on new beauty releases, on how-tos, on must-have products that your routine absolutely needs. So head on over to Macy's.com/Macy's Live.
I'm pulling up on that. You know what I mean? Something else I got to pull up on is this Kardashian curse. Now, you know, I've been saying it for years, but now it's all circling around and I got the
proof. We went viral.
No, I got the proof here with it. I got the proof, and I'm going to break it all down to you. Now, many people talked about the Kardashian curse. I've always been one of those people. They believe that the men involved with them always have some type of drama added to their lives, and I'm about to bring it all together for you so you can see that I wasn't capping.
Get the math. Let's math.
So, all right, there's men that's been connected to them, also friends that have to deal with, you know, the media being in their business nonstop. That's usual for people that are very well known,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so Kylie Jenner, let's start with her. Okay. She opened up to GQ. This was in 2018 about Travis Scott. She said, everyone around us, they're not used to the media attention. And we're just like, oh, that'll go away in a day. I know these stories aren't going to matter. So don't let them affect you, you know? Now let's take a look deeper into how much these men's lives have been affected by the Kardashian curse. Now, Kanye West, he was married to Kim K. We know that. They have a beautiful, large family. And they've had several moments, and he's had several manic moments. Now, this was due to him being bipolar. So we can't all blame that on Kim, but it did come out a little more when he got with Kim, and it made it some uncomfortable years. Now, she filed for divorce. She supposedly moved on with Pete Davidson, but Kanye is actually losing it behind that too. So since the two of them were married, we've seen Kanye as worse. Can we agree?
I'm not gonna blame it on Kim, because we've seen him, and I'm not saying that he wasn't justified, but the way he ranted about George Bush, him on the carpet with Amber Rose in his yak, I'm just saying, it's not the Kardashians. This is yay. This is just who this man is.
Those were legendary moments. When he said George Bush doesn't care about black people, he didn't. When he said, I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had the best video, you single ladies wasn't the best video that
year. Listen, I'm not saying that he is not justified, but him going off on rants and him, you know, pushing it to the limit, he did that before Kim. I need another one.
MAGA hats. Donald Trump is her homeboy. Let's be clear.
That was stupid. I wouldn't blame it on Kim. I blame it on him.
That's how he was chasing a boom and he fell right into a MAGA hat. Okay, another example.
Yeah.
Travis Scott. Damn, man. Travis Scott is going through it right now. Now, y'all know he's on baby number two with his girlfriend, Kylie, who said it'll go away in a day. Guess what? Astroworld is not going away any day soon. This is a big deal right now. He's under so much scrutiny. Several people died, including a 9-year-old child. He just offered to pay for that funeral, and they rejected it.
Because they have a lawsuit against him.
They do. Attorney Benjamin Crump was one of the people that put out a statement, and they basically was like, you know, they're not solely blaming Travis Scott for this, but he is going to be dealing with this wrath of what he was a part of doing for the rest of his life, and they did not accept that money from them for the funeral. So his album has been pushed back. Brands are pulling away from him. This man just had a deal with McDonald's, was on top of the world, had his own festival. Like, this And again, I'm not saying that Kylie was the one.
So this is a part of the Kardashian curse, you think?
It's part of the Kardashian curse, because it's just, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's just they rub off on the neck. You get what I'm trying to say? All right, now let's keep going. You know, Kylie stole Travis Scott from Justine Skye, who was her best friend at the time, but they sweep that under the rug, child. But let's get into it. Scott Disick. So when Scott Disick was introduced to us, he had a whole family and everything. Now both his mother and father's dead.
The Kardashians' fault.
I mean, it just so happens.
Okay.
He's addicted to drugs and alcohol. He started dating kids. I don't know what's going on with this guy. He has children with Courtney. We know he's been in and out of rehab, traumas, addiction, all kind of stuff. But girl, I ain't even get to Lamar Odom yet.
Hold on. Okay, so wait. Let's go back to Scott. So you think that Scott's reality and the negative part of it is because of the Kardashians? No one would care about the Lord, Scott Disick, as they call him.
The fact that he calls himself the Lord is part of it, too.
Well, there are people named Jesus. Stop it.
Anyway, we've seen his life spiral out of control. I remember when he first got introduced to the show, and then he was shoving money in people and waiters' mouths.
You think it was fame that got him, or you think it was actually the Kardashians? Because that sounds like, you know, one of the side effects of those that are not ready to deal with the spotlight.
Well, that's true, but Kanye was already famous. Lamar Odom was famous. Let's get to Lamar now. Lamar killed his damn self and came back to life. And what he did. Well, y'all know he was married to Khloe Kardashian for 3.5 weeks. He filmed Keeping Up with the Kardashian. He suffered a public breakdown, cheated, got addicted to drugs, not just drugs, but like hard drugs, and almost died at a brothel. Like, then they brung him back to life for the show just so that they could film. Like, stop trying to, let me not even get on Tyga.
Oh, no, I forgot about him.
A lot of people did at one point in time, but he seemed to revive his career some way.
That's Black China's baby daddy.
That's Black China's baby daddy. And also Kylie's first boyfriend when she was just 17 years old. Now, there was a ton of controversy around that. And they started out with Kris Jenner as their manager, both Black China and Tyga. And it went into a whole
different... Is that how they got connected with the family? Was that that the mom was managing them?
She was managing them. And that's how they brung Kim and China together. Where would they know each other? So she was actually managing them. So at first, I thought that this was all a big ploy. Like, he's not really dating Kylie, but he was. And they came out when they were 18. He's got all this tons of debt, financial situation, owing more than $180,000 in back rent.
Hold on. You cannot say that his financial strife is because of the Kardashians.
Well, what about Chris Humphries? Because he also lost all his money after dating Kim for just, they were married for 7 months. They topped Lamar.
She did marry him. The light-skinned black guy.
Hold on. I was wrong. They were together for 7 months. They were married for 72 days. Just as bad.
Just on 2.5 months.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess they did beat.
I totally forgot about him. Okay, so does he still play basketball?
No, after him, it went downhill. Like, he went from the bench to just nowhere, and that was just it.
She got him from the bench?
He went from the bench to the court and then back to the bench, and now down the drain he goes.
On the couch.
Let's not mention, I'm sorry to do this because this my boy, French Montana. His music ain't been the same.
What you gonna say about Frenchie with the Bentley?
Cause his music ain't been the same since Khloe Kardashian. You know, he dated her, and she was waiting on divorce Lamar. He was waiting on that, and then they just was like on again, off again, and she never really.
Hold on, wait. So are you confirming right now on the Undressing Room podcast that Khloe Kardashian, in fact, dated, not just mess with, because he said he didn't mess with a couple of Kardashians, but they actually had a relationship?
Yeah, they had a full relationship. I remember when they were together, I seen them together and everything. Like, they were a couple. Wow. There's pictures of her, him, and Diddy on the beach and all kind of stuff.
No, but French had a dope song last year, that little reggae bop. It was like a little Afro beats kind of record.
It ain't nothing like how he used to be, Shot Caller and all them big records he had with Drake.
Okay, I'm sorry. The other ones I'll give you, but you can't put French on this list. He don't belong here.
Come on. French just put an album out 1 week ago. Do you know the name of it?
I didn't know he had a new album.
You see? Not to mention, you know what happened with Caitlyn. Like,
You know what? I'm about to hang up.
It just has to be black dudes. You know what I mean? I'm scared what's going to happen with Corey next. And
Corey already got hips. Corey out there thicker than a snicker. He has thick as all the rest of the Kardashians.
That's what I'm saying. So if he's Caitlyn next, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, he got to get a K name.
But no. And in support of the trans community, we are both allies of the community.
Yeah.
I think that, once again, another isolated situation. I believe that...
That man had 35 kids before
Caitlyn's
he met Chris.
What's first name? Old name.
Bruce.
When he still identified as Bruce, he was in, you know, a confused space. And not confused because he didn't know what he wanted. He was confused because the world expected something different than he felt. I don't think it's the Kardashians' fault. I think that this is a man who just happened to be in the light. And, you know, OJ, as he transitioned.
Because Chris was messing around with him on the low, and then he got found.
He was most likely messing with quite a few women.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And that's supposed to be her best friend, so
probably
that's not his fault.
Too, for all we know.
Okay, you have actually convinced me that there might be a little bit of a curse as it pertains to them.
I can't name one that's done anything good, except for the drummer. He's new, so who knows? Pete Davidson is already on the borderline, so I know that's downhill from
there. No, I think that her and Pete are going to do really well together.
I think he'll split his wrist if she leaves him.
You think so? I mean, as far as I know, Pete been picking him up and dropping him down. I don't know if their relationship is even real, though. I think they're just hanging.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hanging out. Now, I do want to talk about what T-Pain is talking about because, you know, T-Pain has been the man for years and then we kind of didn't hear from him for a while and he has come back and that man ain't stopped talking. So more recently, T-Pain has been providing tips and advice for younger artists that are on social media. He recently put out a tweet that says, "The way that artists are starting to believe that momentary popularity is better than longevity is super disturbing. And really want y'all to think about the future and generational wealth. It is bigger than that right now. You've got a lot of lives in your hands and a generation to start." Now, he says something with that. Social media plays a very big part in this. And we see how people seemingly become famous overnight. But we're old enough to remember before, like Instagram or Vine or TikTok, where if you was the man of the city, you was the man of the city because the city knew you. Because you put it down. Like, it had nothing to do with who viewed what went viral or nothing. If something was popping in New York and we found out West, New York was popping.
Right.
Like, so the whole idea that you get momentary popularity on social media, you know, with an artist with a catalog like T-Pain. You know, we were just kicking it with Akon the other day. We were talking about Khan and T-Pain battling. He's like, that's my artist.
I was trying. I hyped him up.
You tried.
He wasn't with it.
At all. But just, you know, the longevity of himself, of the ones that put him on. So he's trying to help the new school. And the question is, who you think he's talking to? Because, I mean, it's a lot of new artists that I've never even seen their face, but their names are all over social media. And everybody wants to look like her, or this a new yo-yo money bag, little baby, big baby. All, like, who you think he's talking about?
He's talking about all y'all. And one thing I will say is even the ones that are really talented, they look at other people and I think they tend to think, well, they got this much notoriety, I should have that too. It's one particular artist that I'm thinking of. I'm not going to say her name. The only reason why I'm not going to say her name is because I'm a big supporter of her and I've seen her grind and work, but I feel like she's changed. I feel like in the beginning, she used to complain a lot. I'll just put it like this. Maybe I'll drop hints. But she used to complain a lot about certain things. Like, she was nominated for her first album for an award and she didn't win. And she was like, well, I don't understand who's more this than me. You know, I should have won this. And, you know, But when I look at things, I'm like, yes, whoever just said it got it right. But I love her. So I don't want to, you know, speak bad on her. But I think what she failed to realize is there's so many great people that haven't been awarded. I remember when they said Little Kim had never been nominated or gotten an award from the VMAs and this, this, that, and the third. And this is Little Kim, somebody who has inspired the whole wave of female rappers, period. So I think sometimes it's about patience and social media and things of that nature. We look at other people's lives and we judge it against ours. And we start to think like, well, this person ain't even as good as me. I should be there. I should be that. See, you know?
Exactly. And as an artist, let me just say, we do what we do because we love this. Mm-hmm. I cannot even tell you, 3% of actors are actually famous. When you get out there and you doing your thing and you hitting that stage and that adrenaline is running, it's because you live, eat, and breathe this stuff. Not because you're waiting for someone to pat you on the back that said that you did a good show. If don't nobody tell me nothing, the fact that I released today was what I needed. So mm-hmm. it boggles my mind as an artist, though I don't do music. I do, you know, I'm an actor, but why are you waiting for awards? Why are we waiting for accolades? What you need to be waiting for is your call time to make sure you got a job to go to.
I think that's
what T-Pain is really more so speaking to, is like, let's create a lineage that allows us to continue to work and even thrive in this business. Y'all worried about followers and likes for today's video. Let's worry about, like, I don't know, paving a way for the young kids, like at USC, how there's an entire school for producing and making beats. Let's figure out how we can forge what we have succeeded at and make it even build. Let's build ladders.
It's these companies and these businesses, because nowadays it's not really about talent, right? I know when certain labels started specifically looking for people that had a following and this, this, that, and the third, you stop looking for talent. And I think that's where we get a little confused, because there is a lot of talent out there, but it'll get outbeat by somebody that has 40 million followers.
It's different now, sis. I must say, got to give it up to the late, great Andre Harrell. I remember doing Revolt with him. They would come up with the SoundClouds and they this and that. Your ability to get access in these 2021s are different. So the ability to not sign a 360, the ability to self-produce and to have your own label and to do it under your own stuff. This is not, you know, we're not waiting for channel 2, 3, 5, and 11 anymore. There are over 900 channels.
Right. But I also say the quicker you rise sometimes, the quicker you fall. So it's always great to move at an up pace in a slow way than it is to just shoot up. And then people are like, this person came out of nowhere. You get tired out. People don't want to see you anymore.
So you said consistency is key. Is that what you said?
Consistency is key. Because I'll tell you one thing, me seeing somebody in the industry for years, knowing that they've been at, just like how I wouldn't bash that person that I just was talking about, because I've seen the work that the person put in. Now, if this was somebody that was super cocky and just came out of nowhere and did, I probably would have said their name and not.
You know who did that? Jacquees. Remember when Jacquees was like, I'm the king of R&B.
I will say Jacquees has been working for years.
He's super dope.
He had to say something to make people pay attention to him, but that is, it can also put a bad taste in people's mouth, and you don't want to do that either. So find your fame in the right way that you could find it, instead of just trying to clout chase or getting on by followers. I think talent is always going to outbeat.
Always. I'm here for T-Pain and his statement. So it's the holidays and we've been traveling all over the world for work and for fun. We just came back from the Fantastic Voyage Cruise. Woo! Baby, that thing was lit. Now
I had so much fun.
Girl, I am still like recovering right now.
I must
say, I love the fact that when we were on our little trip, did you see how our skin was glowing when we were traveling?
Bling, blinging. You hear what I'm saying? I need to keep that skin glowing. You know what I mean?
Now, traveling can be draining. You know, the airplanes for hours, masks on your face, covering up your lips all day. So it can actually do a number to your skin.
Olay
has all of the products to upgrade your skin. You know your favorite thing, that vitamin C, is the most researched skincare ingredient for Gen Z women of color. The Olay Vitamin C Plus Peptide Face Moisturizer is the absolute truth.
You get two
times brighter skin in just 28 days. Visibly hydrates your skin. That means when I see you, I can tell you've been using it. So imagine having hydrated skin from one application for an entire 24 hours.
That's a whole day, Eva.
It's a whole day. That's why I keep my Olay Vitamin C Plus Peptide orange jar. You know it because it's orange. I put it on my carry-on on an airplane. Since it's under 3 ounces, that's always a good thing. Boom, you don't have to put it in another container. And I love this product because it is silky and it's lightweight. I hate heavy products on my skin. I hate it. In fact, the Olay Vitamin C Plus Peptide hydrates better than that $400 cream. So we can save some money, save some little coins while we get our skin glowing.
Listen, Eva, you know that I've been hitting the islands. So when I hit my beach destination, I need to make sure I have that SPF. We've been telling the ladies, right or wrong.
Right. I mean, hold on. You need SPF too, as light as you are?
Yeah, I need that too, because I could burn. Leave me alone.
Okay. I just want the people to understand.
I know, that's right. Did you know that the number one cause of skin aging is the sun? But they say black don't crack, but no, we need to do our part to protect our skin. We can't just say the phrase and think that that's going to help us. Now, when I'm outside and I be going outside in the sun, laying out on the beach, I make sure I bring the Olay Regenerous Collagen Peptide 24 with SPF 30.
Yes. You know, there's different kinds. You had it in your pocket on a cruise. Like, you literally kept it.
I did. I was not playing, because I love how it feels on my skin. This product gives you the SPF 30 sun protection and 24-hour hydration. You know, sometimes your skin feels a little dry when you get out the water. It ain't going to be dry with this. Now, collagen makes up 80% of our skin. So when you're losing something, it is very important to replenish it. With continued use, your fine lines and wrinkles will be less noticeable. So do not skimp out on the SPF, ladies. We need that protection from the sun.
We need it. Listen, Sam Fine, the famous makeup artist, just told me, baby, every woman needs SPF, and so does your man. And he is a makeup and skin guru, so I'm just
saying. Knows. He knows, and now we know, and now you know.
Now we all know. So make sure that when you're packing your little bags and getting ready for your trip, do not forget your moisturizers,
okay?
I am currently loving my results. I'm loving L'Oreal's results, baby.
Love
she got the cutest skin with these cutest little freckles. Oh, my God. She's so cute. Look, like a little button. Oh, you're so cute.
Yeah. I'm blushing on my skin.
It is the truth. And I can see the redness on it, because you have nothing but a glow. No makeup necessary, baby. Now, I need to make sure that I go ahead and re-up so that I am not caught slipping. Now, you might want to make sure you're not caught slipping either. So these products are available at retailers nationwide. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't want to go to a retailer and you want to just click from your phone or your computer, you can go straight to Olay.com and boom, there you go.
I think I'm going to get one for me and you and for my mama for Christmas.
I was going to say, that could be my Christmas gift. Just go ahead and stock me up with all of the Olay. I need the whole line now.
I love
everything.
Let's do it.
You're going to have to break down this next topic for me, because I do not understand what is going on.
Okay, so more people are discussing ethical non-monogamy. Now, this is another way to describe it as consensual non-monogamy, or simply an open relationship, right?
So it's an open relationship.
Yeah, we got to understand this, because this is something that happens more often nowadays. And I hear women always be like, well, give me the option to choose. You wanted to talk to this girl, you should have gave me the option. So now this is an option, right? Because now people are being a little bit more open. They're being honest sometimes, because a lot of people still lie. But anyway, this is another way to say being able to be intimate or emotionally involved with other people, and your spouse is okay with it. Now, I remember when I was younger, I'm like, hell to the no. I'm not saying that I changed my mind now, but after talking to so many different people and so
many... You want to be in a harem?
I don't want to be in a harem, but I do. I would rather somebody be honest with me about what they're doing instead of sneaking around, because I've been cheated on before more than once. Mm-hmm. And I do look at it like, well, damn, if you would have came and told me the truth, maybe we could have figured something out and I could have slid out too.
You know what? It takes normalizing it, right? So like when Willow did the Red Table Talks, and she talked about how she enjoys open relationships because she's not a super sexual person. However, she's considerate enough to know that the person that she might be in love with might be more sexual and might need a little bit more attention in that space. So she has decided, instead of making them go without or doing what she doesn't want to do, she is open to letting them be able to fulfill those needs and those things that she's not willing to do. And a lot of people are at that space in their relationships. I mean, remember B. Smith and her husband?
Yes.
This is one of those situations where I feel like you're giving people allowance to be their full authentic selves versus being the woman that the world says I'm supposed to be, or the man that the world says I'm supposed to be. I mean, I ain't mad at it.
Yeah, I do think it's a different time nowadays. If you sit down and you talk with your partner and this is something you can agree on, I don't see anything wrong with it. And again, I will say when I was younger, I'm like, what? No, hell no. What are you talking about? But like the older I get, the busier I get, the more responsibilities I have and knowing that I can't be there 24/7.
You would cut somebody. I know you.
I would, but like there has to be some kind of respect or understanding, conversations. You don't just say open relationship. Oh, I'm going to go sleep with whoever I want. No, I feel like if you're going to put yourself in this situation, it has to be laws laid, you know?
Okay, and question.
What?
Is this something that you have to dictate or designate when you first start dating? Or is this something like you guys first start dating, head over heels, honeymoon phase, all of that. Then life happens. And then now you realize you might need a little bit more, but you don't want to lose them. So is this something that you could like decide later on and establish after you establish other stuff? Or is this something like you might want to say in the beginning because it ain't going to happen?
I do think like everything is going to be different for everybody. Like, so a situation that I could see arising is if somebody was lying, hiding, and then finally came clean or got caught and then they wanted to come clean. And they'd be like, listen, this is just something that I have to get out. Like, I'm happy with you. I love you, but I have these urges to do other things and I want to be honest with you about it. I
feel it sounds so sweet, but baby, I would love to be a fly on that wall.
I mean, you would want to slit their throat, but I do also think it's about the level of respect and how you're just anything. But I feel like you have to break down everything down to like children or what happens if the condom comes off or what are we going to do on holidays? I feel like all of that stuff needs to be talked about.
Oh, I can already tell you that rule. I already know that rule. Okay. So this is what happened on the holiday. Like if it's, say if like tomorrow is a Valentine's Day, then today is your day or the next day is your day. You don't get the 14th.
No, see, you don't get the 14th.
You don't get the 14th. You don't get Christmas. You get Christmas Eve or you might get the day after Christmas.
Right.
You don't get, you know, Thanksgiving. You get Black Friday. I'm just saying.
So what if they get the day before Valentine's Day, but they get more gifts?
Well, you know what? I'm taking this on a Valentine's week event. So you won't have to see them in March.
So, okay, there's a licensed supervisor of couples. Her name is Heather McPherson, and she emphasizes that participants aren't feeling 100% on board, or if they see it as a way to repair a broken relationship, it can put the arrangement in jeopardy.
See?
Many couples that engage in an ethical non-monogamy have healthy, happy relationships with each other, but people in these relationships tend to have heightened communication skills since communication is one of the most important keys to exploring this world. I said that, right?
You would have to.
You got to break down everything. So like a 2020 study conducted by Western University, York University, and the University of Utah found that people with consensually non-monogamous connections have increased life satisfaction, relationship quality, and sexual contentment.
Well, I'm sure they got sexual contentment. I'm sure that.
Listen, but it's not for everybody. We know that. Here are some questions you should consider if you are interested in exploring. And I'm interested in hearing these questions as well. So how long would you like to be in an open relationship?
Hold on, what do you mean? Like you open it and close it like a dough?
Like, I guess because after a certain time, say y'all both tired of doing the extracurriculum activities, maybe y'all want to have a child and get married. That's a closed relationship. You know?
A child is cool. But what if, like, we decided to be open and your little plaything you was playing with them found her a real man, so now you ain't got nobody. And my little plaything, we still good. How you going to close the open? Because you not good.
Well, that's the whole laws that you have to lay in the beginning, because if we said that we were going to be okay with this, you can't just because you're well dried out try to knock off mine. Yeah, no. We have to be, it's an agreement to both of us.
And do you choose them? Like if you were going to allow your guy to play around, would you be like, okay, I'm going to choose which one? You ain't just going to go out and get another me?
I'm going to be honest. What I would want personally, if I had to do this, would be to know as least as possible. Like, don't be disrespectful. Don't make me feel crazy.
We would fight every day.
I think so too. I don't know how I would shut my mouth, but one thing I will say, we are extremely busy. right? So if traveling, moving around, filming, working, this, that, and the third, say you had a clingy partner that
don't
always
have
wanted,
him.
Huh?
Don't have him. You need somebody equally yoked. So
what if you
are
him and his clingy ass,
well, then you will deal with the balance. But if the fight is figuring out the balance, because your lifestyles are so different, you're going to always have an issue. Like always, you have to find somebody, like ladies for real and men. You have to find somebody that doesn't necessarily do what you do. I'm not saying that, but are as busy or are as passionate about whatever it is they do as you are, because that allows, like, my husband's at court right now. He started a trial yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm over here working with you. So my busy and his busy match each other. He ain't got time to play, neither do I. And when we do
that, but imagine if he was a night worker and then you work in the morning. You get what I'm saying?
Like a hooker?
Not a night, not like, I mean, work at night. Like, I dated a guy that was in the studio all night, and then I work early in the morning. He could be a bouncer. He could be a, you know.
Okay, if he a bouncer, I'm a club goer.
Yeah,
let's
but
go.
You wake up at 4 a.m. to be to work. How are you a club goer?
I mean, I feel like you can find the balance. You can find the balance. I don't think that there's that much time, because anything that you care about that's worth having is working for. So you're going to find the time.
Or you could find you just a new person that doesn't want an open relationship. But like I said, I've met and ran across so many guys that cheat and lie and hide things from their girlfriends that I'm like, why don't you just be honest with this girl? She probably might be okay with it. Not all the way okay, but more
okay,
so
well, what
like-
are some more questions that you might want to ask to find out if this is the lifestyle that you might want to partake in?
Okay, so they're saying check in before and after dates. Find out how much you...
I would need that. I would need that.
What you guys say? I'm about to smash? Like,
no, I just need to... Did you get there? Y'all finish? Y'all having dessert? Is she drinking port wine?
This one is really important. Sexual health and safety. Are y'all wearing protection? Is that okay?
Even if they're not using protection, I mean, something is getting touched on.
Well, some people think if you use protection, it doesn't count.
What do you mean?
Disclosure around developing feelings. Now, this is key. Because... are you falling in love with this individual? Are you allowed to fall in love with them? Because if you keep having sex and you keep being around somebody, you know, eventually it's going to click there. It's going to be feeling.
It might just be sex. It might literally just be sex.
So do you ask them, is it better than me?
Oh.
Would you want to know?
Oh, do you do that thing to the left with her too?
I've dated guys that's asked me about, like, say they knew that I dealt with another dude before. They've literally asked me, like, does he better than me?
See, okay, so let me just say, ladies, don't ever, whatever happened before you, leave that thing right there. And do not tell this man. The biggest thing you can do to mess up a new relationship is keep talking about the old one.
Mm.
Don't talk about that man.
Or the current one now.
But the new one, don't say nothing. And definitely don't compare the sex with him. Like, don't answer none of them questions.
Please. Now listen, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressingroom. Is it better or not, Eva? What's going on?
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Well, L'Oreal, I need to know who and what has been sliding into these holiday DMs, because it's cuddle season, it's gift-giving season, it's sales at Macy's season. What they talking about in your DM?
They trying to slide into me, and I'm just getting tired of it. They're just straight coming out at this point. Like, nobody is even has the coof anymore. It's just, you starting out with, I want your baby. Like, this is literally the DM. I want your baby. I want you to have my baby. I'm so in love with you. This is the time. And he writes it every other day.
Well, Tom, don't sugarcoat things. Like, just be more clear about what he wants.
I'm just confused. Is it because I talked about kids on here lately that mad people are reaching out to me, mad guys talking about kids and starting a family?
No, it's that season. You fine as hell. And you look like you got a lot of room in your stomach for a baby. Uh-oh. It is cuddle season and they ready to play.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready to have a baby with a stranger. What do you think? I mean, I could also drop the baby off because, you know, well, you already have three. So
I must say, girl, at one more.
It
ain't
can blend
nothing.
In. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Kenya brought Brooklyn over the other day. I'm like, baby, one more ain't nothing. Come get these chicken nuggets.
I'm telling you.
But Lo, I do remember on a couple of episodes ago, I want to say it might be episode number 43 or 42.
Damn, you remembered?
I remember.
Okay,
you
what happened?
Speaking about being ready to settle down-ish and maybe even, you know, playing in the mommy pond. So,
yeah, I dumped that guy onto the
It don't matter. They are infatuated with you in the world. The fact that you no longer are with that guy and this person has a chance, that is called a AR shooting his shot. I ain't mad.
You know, like, I'm the type of person that is left, right, black, white. So one day I'll be like, I'm totally in love. And then the next day I'll be like, I hate everybody. So with me, you really
you need some coffee.
No, I work off of emotions and vibe. And like, it's so funny because I'll be talking to, even with you, I'll be telling you, I'll be like, oh, I'm single, whatever, whatever. And then I'll talk to you again and be like, I'm in love.
No, but see, you know what you are? I'm gonna tell you what you are. You want to know the truth or you want to just
crazy, deranged?
No, you're not. You're guarded. You are good woman who has been through enough of life and you're guarded, but you're that good guarded because you still have a heart to love, but you still have a mind not to be stupid. So you are
like a small walkway to get in that.
Exactly.
To get in.
Like, yeah, like that one foot in front of the other. Like, you got to hit it with this. You can't walk like this. Tightrope. And you are actually in a place that a lot of women are in where they have been done wrong. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they are jaded from certain things, but it has not stopped their quest for love and their belief in love. But they're not stupid.
Yeah.
And so a lot of women were out here, you know, giving the game a black eye. Now we are back here now, like, look, we're not going to take that. I'd rather be single than to deal with the BS. And so I think that's where you are. And wanting to be in love and wanting that is nothing wrong with it. But knowing your worth is the biggest thing. So my hat goes off to you, sis. You are rocking this thing exactly how you're supposed to.
That's why I ignore these DMs, Eva, because the devil trying to bring me down.
I like to hear them because I got live in.
Okay, so you can hear this forever. Look. He wants to be my boo. He said, what town? He wants to be my boo because I guess that's where he's from. He said, let's do brunch tomorrow, which I don't even know why he thought I was going to be anywhere near where he was. Gave me his number.
He might send you out.
Listen, till I've seen this. I need you in my arms to hold you, to cover you, to support you. I'm your teddy bear. Wait.
Don't laugh. Don't do him like that. He is pouring out his honey-filled teddy bear heart.
Know that song. To hold, to love. What song is that?
He just put a lyric.
To be loved. To be loved.
Oh, what a feeling.
I've seen this movie. This coming to America. This Prince Hakeem. Why he didn't? Now, if he going to make me a princess, and Zamunda.
And give you the girl got her own money.
I hate you. Please stay out of my damn DM.
Not Jackie
BS.
Wilson.
Listen.
Okay, how did he end the DM?
That was it. He wants to be my teddy bear.
So are you finna go get cuddled or not?
No. I don't want to get cuddled.
You don't
want to
get cuddled.
Things.
We just established that.
Yeah, but not by a stranger. Like, I'm going to tell you why this not ever going to work, because I'm always going to think that you slide in girls' DMs. There's only one guy that I ever talked to that I met off social media, and this was before Instagram was even popping like that. It was Twitter. And I mean, we both had Instagram and we ended up whatever. I ended up dealing with him for a minute too, but he was
but that was also your Black Planet friend too. So it's fine.
He was not my Black Planet friend, but he also was somebody that I can, confirm was who
he said he was before catfishing and all of that. Okay, I got
I watched 90 Day Fiance, so I don't play around with these pages and things of that nature. I just, it's for entertainment only.
Well, I mean, it entertains me and I have a lot of fun, but I have a final question to undress, and ooh, I don't know if this is going to be as entertaining as your DMs, because baby, we are playing in murky water. So today's final question to undress comes from a post that we got off of Baller Alert. They put it on TikTok and it says, I'm asking my husband, who comes first, me, his mom, or our three daughters? So who is it that should come first in a man's lineup? Is it his wife? Is it his mother? Or is it his kids?
I think you got some audio for this.
Baby, who comes first? Me, your mom, or our three girls?
Come on, baby. That's an easy one. You.
Why?
Why what?
Why me?
Why you come first?
Mm-hmm.
Babe, I left my mom to come to you. And through us, we have three girls. What these girls gonna do when they grow up? They gonna leave us, you know, to go join somebody. So therefore, they gonna leave me with you.
Oh. This is cap. Man, get out of here. He only saying that because she asked.
No, he broke it down so perfectly. Yeah. So you're supposed to end it with, to be loved.
Oh.
What a feeling. Listen, that was
I bet
beautiful.
You if his mama asked, that wouldn't be the same question. Answer.
Yeah, because his he want to eat. He want to eat that. He need a babysitter for them three kids.
Who comes first?
But if you think about it, I think the one person that was not added in there is God. God should go first before everybody and everything, because when none of us got it together, God is going to be your source. So God needs to be first. But I think the way he explained the priority makes sense, mm-hmm. because like he said, my father gave me away when I married my husband and said, it is your job to now protect her, to hold her, to be all of that for her.
Right.
And with my husband, we made beautiful children. Mm-hmm. I love my mama. That's my woe. He loves his mama. But at the end of the day starts and ends with he and I.
Yes.
The kids come in the middle, all the work, everything comes in the middle, but it starts with me and him and it ends with me and him. So I ain't mad. But what would you like a man to say if you were in this situation? Who would you want them to prioritize? You, mommy, or y'all kids?
I mean, if it's not me, which I want it to be me, of course, I would want it to be my kids. Because obviously that comes from the both of us. That's going to be something that's really important to me. And you know how mamas feel about their babies, you know? Yeah. So now the mama, you could throw her under the train. Like, you know. No. We love mama. But I feel like a real selfish guy would have put himself first. You know, I ain't hear that answer. But some people.
The ones that put mama first, personally, you might want to watch out for them, sis. Only because
that's weird.
You got a mama's boy. And when I say that, I say, because your mama gonna be there. Your mama's your mama no matter what. So if you have to push me aside to remind yourself and her that she's that important, then we gonna have a problem.
I think the problem is that she's even comparing and asking herself next to the kids and the mama. I don't even want to ask you that. Like, that should be a question that's just off limits, because one, that makes me think you're competing with your kids to see if your man like you more than your kids. The mother, like, okay, I think you just threw her in there for extra. But like, some women compete with their kids for the attention for their man or whatever the case. I've really seen.
Because some men prioritizing them kids and they over the woman.
That's true. Well, that's because they're done with you, sis, so you can't force them on you. But I do like his answer, though. I will say, if anybody's going to give an answer, that was the best one you want to give. But I wouldn't have been mad if he said the kids come first, because that's something that we both put first together.
The only thing about that is, how many times have you heard men staying in a relationship that is super not healthy for who?
The kids.
Exactly.
So they don't be staying. They be having a whole nother girl. They be
that's
staying.
My point, though. That's my point. If the kids are the priority and not me, then you know it can get a little bit muddy when me and you ain't at number one and we ain't at a good space. Because if all you worried about is them, then you'll go out and do what you need for you and them. But what about me?
F them kids. We need know them a couple years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. That's what Ms. Pat said. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, that was our final question. And if you would like us to undress your question, do us a favor. Go ahead. Follow us on Instagram. We are at The Undressing Room Podcast. Slide in DMs like all the men do for L'Oreal. And that will be your chance to be featured. Now, who they listening to, Lo?
They are listening to the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by Macy's. So all you have to do is log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page so you can get fly like me and Eva always are.
Now, we really enjoy getting undressed with you guys. It's a little bit of therapy for us, but we also keep it super real on this show. So we had to take a minute to send our love, our thoughts, our prayers to Nick Cannon, his family, and to the mother, Alyssa Scott, the mother of Zen. Nick Cannon's younger son, 5-month-old son, just died of brain cancer. He announced it on his show on Tuesday, the Nick Cannon Show, which I just saw him at last week. We were talking about our children. Now, according to the Mayo Clinic, he had hydrophysilis. It's a buildup of fluid in the cavities deep within the brain.
This is extremely sad, Eva. And he opened up about it on his show. And they were saying that basically 2 months into it, they thought that the baby only had a sinus problem. And this is something that got worse and worse. So you know how it is with these doctors and us and even down to the babies. We got to be careful, get those second, third opinions if you feel like something's not right. And we, like you said, we want to give love and light to Nick Cannon. This is devastating. I couldn't even imagine. I don't even want to imagine, you know, but we do want to send love and light to Nick Cannon and his family.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Kolb Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani. Michelle Marino and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.